What about in terms of health, being a nurse who worked with some of that, what were you able to pick up there? Is that...
That's hard to generalize, because first of all, I was less involved with that than I had thought I would be expected to be. There were a few families I met that the public health introduced me to, and naturally they were the problem ones. But that can happen anywhere.
Yes, certainly. So there were some that were problem families, and there were again others that were very normal.
I think so.
Yeah. What would public health say about them? Would they normally complain a lot, or would they have positive things to say as well?
They had positive things to say. These families, they thought that partially it was, they all were very large families. Mm-hmm. And they were new in the country, and they lived in very small houses here, overcrowding, and they thought possibly if the finances could be a little better, then everything else would straighten out better.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit surprised. Hope it's not generalizing much. But in a number of people, at the way they spent their grocery money.
Oh, fairly easily.
How they're shopping. They shop for junk food, especially when I thought they had a large family to support, and they should be concerned about nutritious food. They were new in the country and they didn't have that much money to go around. It didn't appear.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they were, especially pop, there were pop bottles, quite often beer bottles, that was very strange to me. I just couldn't see, especially in situations like this. This wasn't everywhere either, but
Yeah, always are sort of exceptions to everything,
yeah.
I guess. Did you in any way notice, let's say, always make a hypothesis here, people who have not had very much money most of their lives,
mm-hmm.
when they come to a place where they have more, tend to spend it rather readily sometimes. Was that the case in some of these people as well, or did they tend to be careful with what they had?
This is what it appeared, yes. At least I questioned them, how did you live this way in Mexico? Or did you have a garden there? I tried to remind people if they would grow vegetables in their garden. Then again, I also found out that many of them didn't have the opportunity to grow in their garden here. They said, yes, in Mexico we had. But here we are just living in this tiny little house, very temporarily right now. Often they hadn't really asked their landlord if they could maybe have a little spot of land to grow a few extra vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But I gained a little insight into that too, that possibly, because they were only living there very temporarily, they thought maybe they'd only be there a month or two. It really didn't pay to start a garden. So
they tend to live kind of a migrant style of life, which
yes.
influences how they do everything, and sort of
right.
living out of the suitcase a lot of times, and that's the way they then buy their food as well. Some quick stuff to eat.
Not too long. They bake their own bread, many people, and I thought that was, yes, many.
Many bake their own bread.
Yes, and that, especially for a large family, I thought that was a useful thing to
do.
Mm-hmm. I suggested they rather than have their children drink coffee, which I found a few families that I said, why don't you, if you think milk is too expensive, buy the powdered milk and mix it half and half. I heard comments like, "I don't touch my son's a can, it's good." And so they just didn't, or some of them just didn't seem to have a very good attitude toward nutritious foods.
Would that be probably lack of education and understanding of the role of nutrition?
I thought possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, again, maybe those were a number of families.